Time to start a new day of studying the sanctuary. My brother Alexander gives his regrets for not being able to be here this morning.
Naš brat Aleksandar žao mu je što nije mogao da bude ovdje jutros.
Yeah, okay. Right. I think his wife was required to go to a meeting by the Union Conference brothers.
Znači, njegova supruga trebala da ide na neki sastanak za uniju, u Uniji.
And he is a very faithful father.
I on je jako veran otac.
And so he is taking his responsibility very seriously to stay home with his precious new baby.
I on uzima tu odgovornost jako ozbiljno da ostane kući sa svojom novom bebom.
Don't you think he's made the right decision?
Da mislite da on pravu odluku napravio?
I'm proud of him. Yes. Just curious, how many of you are married?
Koliko od vas su udati, oženjeni?
No one? One?
Yes.
Two? Here and here. Okay. Any children yet?
Dece.
Yes?
He has one daughter.
Okay, congratulations. That's great. Let's have a prayer before we begin our study this morning.
Prije što počnemo, pomolit ćemo se.
And I'd like to invite one of you to pray in the heavenly language.
Jedan od vas neka se pomoli ako bi htjeli u nebeskom jeziku.
Who will be willing to do that?
Neko.
Okay.
Ustane u molitvu.
Dragi svemoćni Bože, i ovoga trenutka molimo te za tvoju pomoć. Da nam daš Duha Svetog, Gospode, da ovo znanje koje Tvoj sluga ima prenese nama. Da nam snage, Bože, da shvatimo svetinju kao ozbiljnu stvar. Učini, Bože, da kada izađemo sa ovoga mesta budemo spremni da govorimo Tebi svim srcem i svom dušom. Blagoslovi ove časove i vodi nas, Bože. Neka Ti je večno hvala za svaku dobrotu i milost koju prijemo svakoga dana tebi, od tebe. Hvala ti Bože. Amen.
Amen.
S obzirom da ja prevodim jutros, ja ne znam neke termine teološke, znači ako se zbunim, vi samo vičite. Ako...
So I thank you for being willing to translate today.
That's right, no problem.
Okay. On Friday, we were teaching a little bit and preaching a little bit at the same time.
U petak smo malo se učili i propovedali u isto vrijeme.
And I know that you are taught perhaps to keep those two things separate.
Ja znam da se vi možda, vas sigurno uče da te dve stvari razdvojite.
But I am first a pastor and then I'm a teacher.
Ja sam prvo propovednik, onda sam učitelj.
And I can't help but preach when I teach.
Ja ne mogu da ne učim kad propovedam.
And when I had been pastoring for about 6 years, I decided to go and to get my doctorate and to go into teaching.
Kad sam bio u službi već jedno 6 godina, onda sam odlučio da idem da uradim doktorat u vaspitanju, znači predavanju.
And because I had always wanted to be either a pastor or teacher, I wasn't sure.
Uvijek sam htio da budem ili propovednik ili učitelj, nisam bio siguran gdje da se opredelim.
And so when I left my pastorate, my conference president told me.
Kad sam napustio, predsjednik oblasti mi je rekao:
"We're sorry that you are leaving the ministry."
Žao nam je što napuštaš službu.
And I said to him, "What do you mean? I'm not leaving the ministry."
Rekao sam mu, šta mislite, kako mislite to, ne napuštam ja službu?
It's just a different kind of ministry.
Samo drugačija služba.
I'm still a pastor.
Još uvijek sam propovednik.
But with only one small difference.
Sa malom razlikom.
I said, here in this place, I move every 4 or 5 years to a different church.
Samo u ovoj službi ja svaki 4-5 godina se pomeram u drugoj crkvi.
And in my new ministry, my congregation will move every 3 or 4 years to a different
novoj službi,
place.
Moji slušaoci, znači, članovi se pomeraju svaki 4-5 godina.
Well, that was a very new thought to him.
To je bila nova misao za njega.
But I hope you don't mind. This week, this is not only a classroom, but this is my congregation where I can share the love of the sanctuary.
Nećete mi zameriti da ovo nije samo moj razred, nastava, nego kao predavanje, kao da ste moja crkva, vernici.
Now today our material does not lend itself so much for preaching.
Naš materijal za danas nije baš toliko za propovedanje.
Because we want to be looking at the various issues in the sanctuary doctrine.
Danas ćemo gledati u raznim problemima ili temama u svetinji.
Especially those in the history of our church who have attacked the sanctuary doctrine.
Naročito na one koji u istoriji naše crkve koji su napadali doktrinu svetinje.
And the questions that have been raised.
I pitanja koji su se uz ovo podigla.
And then we will look at some of the answers to those questions and explore those issues the rest of the week.
Gledat ćemo na neke odgovore na ove pitanja i da istražujemo ta odgovora naredne sedmice.
But my heart will not let me just go into that more boring part immediately.
Ali moje srce mi ne da da uđemo u taj, da kažemo, smarajući deo odma.
And so first I would like to remind you that this day, this is still a very special day as far as the Jewish festival year.
Današnji dan je još uvek je dosta važan u tom festivalu, u tom prazniku jevrejskom kao što smo slavili neki dan.
Yesterday was the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Juče je bio zadnji dan praznika Senice.
In Israel.
U Izraelu.
But outside of Israel, the Jews add an extra day.
Ali van Izraela Jevreji dodaju još jedan dan na to.
And here we are outside of Israel, and so this is the extra day of Feast of Tabernacles.
Znači, ovdje smo mi van Izraela i ovo je naš dodatni dan.
And it is called Simchat Torah.
I taj dan se zove Simchat Torah.
In Israel, yesterday was Simchat Torah.
U Izraelu juče je bio taj dan Simchat Torah.
And so that's why I invited you Friday night to travel with me to Jerusalem.
I zato sam vas ja pozvao da u petak uveče putujemo za Jerusalim.
But today we don't travel to Jerusalem.
A danas ne putujemo u Jerusalim.
We're here in Serbia.
Nego smo u Srbiji.
And so this is Simchat Torah, Serbia, Simchat Torah.
Znači ovo je srpska Simchat Torah.
What does Simchat Torah mean?
A šta to znači? Reading of the Torah the whole year, and then when it comes to the end, they celebrate that.
Okay, that's right. They come to the very end of reading the Torah, the Pentateuch.
Dođe do kraja čitanja Tore.
They read the very last verse of Deuteronomy.
Pročitaju zadnji stih od petog knjiga Mojsijeva.
And then they start in reading the first part of Genesis.
Onda počnu opet iz početka u prvoj knjizi Mojsijeva.
But what do the words Simchat Torah mean?
A šta znači baš te reči Simchat Torah?
Okay, yes. My teacher in Hebrew at Jerusalem was, her name was Simcha.
Moj učitelj u Jerusalimu koji me predavao jevrijski, ime mu bio Simchat.
And so Simchat Torah is joy of the law.
Znači Simchat Torah znači radost zakona.
And I told you about my experience of going to Israel on the day of Simchat Torah.
Rekao sam moju radost u tom iskustvu kad sam bio u Izraelu na tom danu Simchat Torah.
And the point I'd like to make here this morning.
Point koji hoću da ovdje podvučem jutros.
Is that Seventh-day Adventists pride themselves in being a people of the book.
Adventisti sedmog dana imaju ponos u tome da su ljudi knjige ili pisma.
We know Torah.
Mi znamo i poznajemo Toru.
But I wonder how many Seventh-day Adventists love Torah.
Ali razmišljam koliko adventisti vole ili ljube Toru.
How many of us want to take our Bibles and hug it like the rabbis hug their scrolls as they dance around them Simchat Torah.
Koliko od nas bi uzeli našu Bibliju i zagrlili kao ravini koji su trčali oko i igrali na tom danu?
They truly have a love affair with the law.
Oni stvarno imaju neki relationship, odnos ljubavi sa doživljajem ili sa Biblijom.
And I fear that too many times Adventists say we will keep the law even though we hate it.
Bojim se da previše puta adventisti kažu držat ćemo zakon iako ga ne volimo.
We will do it because it's our duty and we will have to do it.
Radit ćemo to zato što je naša služba i moramo, primorani smo to da radimo.
But many of our Jewish brothers and sisters have realized that they are keeping the law because they love to keep the law.
A mnogi naši braći i sestre Jevreja drže zakon zato što vole zakon.
Now it's true there are some legalistic Jews.
Ima i legalisti Jevreja.
Just like there are legalistic Adventists.
Kao što ima adventista legalista.
But I found to my surprise in Israel how many of them were honestly loving the God of the Bible.
Ali u mom iznenađenju u Izraelu sam video da baš ima ih toliko koji vole Bibliju.
And so I encourage us to learn something from our brothers and sisters this day.
Zato vas hrabrim da nešto naučimo od naših braća i sestara danas.
You know, from a very small child, the Jew, the Jewish boy especially, will go to yeshiva.
Od ranog detinjstva,
Jewish school, yes.
Jevrejin Tečkić ide u, nisam čula ime,
and
yeshiva.
What do they study at yeshiva?
I šta tamo uče?
Torah.
Toru.
That's all. Torah.
To je sve.
And commentaries on Torah.
I komentare na Toru.
What is the Mishnah?
Šta je Mishnah?
It's the commentary on the Torah.
To je komentar na Toru.
What is the Talmud?
Šta je Talmud?
It's the commentary on the Mishnah.
To je komentar na Mishnah.
Which is a commentary on the Torah.
Koji je komentar na Toru.
They study Torah all day long.
Znači, cijeli dan studiraju i uče Toru.
And I heard a story of one Gentile, one Christian who was talking to one of these yeshiva students.
I tu sam pričao jednom, ne znam, bošcu, kako da kažem, hrišćaninu, koji je pričao svojim studentima.
He was just a little boy.
Malom dečkiću.
And he already was wearing glasses because he spent all day reading the Hebrew of the Torah.
Već je nosio naočare zato što cijeli dan je čitao jevrejsku Toru.
And the Christian asked him,
hrišćanin ga pitao,
don't you find it's a burden to study Torah all day?
Pitao ga, da li ti nije teret da cijeli dan proučavaš Toru?
And the boy turned right to him and looked him straight in the eye.
I mali dečkić se okrenuo njemu i pogledao ga u oči.
And said, is it a burden to carry diamonds?
Da li je to teret da nosiš dijamante?
And what a rebuke to our Christian community.
Kako bi bio ukor na našu hrišćansku...
We got diamonds here.
Ovdje imamo dijamante.
We get to carry these diamonds to the world as pastors.
I mi
pastors.
Možemo da nosimo ove dijamante svetu.
Not a burden.
To nije teret.
It's a joy.
To je radost.
And so the very first psalm, I think it's not an accident that it's there at the beginning of the psalms.
I prvi psalm nije slučaj što je on baš stavljen na početku psalma.
The first verse is blesses the people who don't do these various things.
Prvi stih blagoslovi ljude koji ne rade ove stvari.
But verse 2 says, but his delight is in the Torah of the Lord.
Drugi stih kaže, nego mu je omilio zakon ili Tora Gospodnja.
And in his Torah he meditates day and night.
U njegovoj Tori, i o njegovoj Tori misli dan i noć.
You know, there's a test for whether you really love the Torah.
Ima jedan ispit ili test da vidi da li stvarno volite Toru.
Would you like to know what that test is?
Da li biste li da znate koji je taj test?
It says here that this person who loves the Torah meditates on it day and night.
Ovdje kaže da osoba koja ljubi Toru razmišlja o toj Tori i dan i noć.
The word for meditate is hagar.
Reč za meditate, kako je reč za to? Razmišljanju.
Haga means to meditate, but it comes from a Hebrew root which means to growl.
To dolazi od jevrejske korijeni koje znači da to, znači growl.
Or to give forth sighs of
ne da uzdišeš ono kad nešto dobro ti se desi ili loše.
If you find yourself reading Torah.
Ako čitate Toru.
And you get so excited about what you're reading.
I toliko se uzbudite u vezi toga što čitate.
That you hear yourself going.
Da čujete sami sebe kako uzdišete to.
Then you love Torah.
Onda i vi volite Toru.
So listen to yourself.
Znači, slušajte sami sebe.
Here's a practical test of whether we really love Torah.
To je praktični ispit da li stvarno volimo Toru.
Does make us so enthused that we can't help but say, wow,
toliko smo
this is great.
Entuzijastični da ne možemo da, ali da ne kažemo, a ovo je tako dobro.
So this last day of Sukkot.
Znači zadnji dan Sukkot.
Is a special greeting that we can say to one another this day.
To je poseban pozdrav koji možemo reći jedan drugome danas.
Chag.
Chag.
Which some of you don't have Hebrew, right? There's a few who have not had Hebrew.
First you haven't had Hebrew.
So we will transliterate. Chag, which means festival.
Chag, što znači festival ili praznik.
Sameach, which is.
Sameach znači.
Happy.
Rad.
Joy.
Sretan, radost.
So instead of saying Shabbat Shalom,
umjesto da kažete Shabbat Shalom,
we say Chag Sameach.
Kažete Chag Sameach.
Happy feast.
Sretan praznik.
Can we say that to one another? Turn to one another and say happy feast. Let's enjoy this.
Okrenite se jedan drugom i kažete sretan praznik.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
All right.
Do you have a question?
Yes.
Ne mislite li da je to ta njihov stav prema pismu, mislim samoj knjizi, malo idolopoklonički?
Don't you think that their attitude towards the book is a bit like idolopoklonički?
Ono što je napisano, već samo čisto odavljanje kod ove knjizi.
What's actually written, but it's just like, you know, uplifting and like some kind of adultery.
For some it probably is.
Za neke možda jeste.
But I don't think for everyone.
Ali mislim da nije tako za svakog.
There is a genuine, it's a kind of a mystical thing which we're not used to. I agree.
To neka mistična stvar na koju mi nismo navikli.
But they truly let me just give an illustration. We stayed in the home when we spent the Shabbat with a teacher there, a professor of Bible.
Znači ilustracija jedna, bili smo u kući na tom danu. Jednog profesora.
He was a very humble man.
Bio jako ponizan čovjek.
And it wasn't until later that we learned that he was a Supreme Court justice, one of the high justices on the Supreme Court of Israel.
Tek smo posle saznali da on je jedan glavni u sudnici tamo u Izraelu.
He didn't have any idolatry of the Torah.
Tu nije bilo neko idolopoklonstvo Tore.
He was a deep teacher of Torah.
Nego to je bio, on je bio dubok neko učitelj i predavač Tore.
But he honestly believed that these words
were
God speaking to his heart.
Da su ovo bile reči koje Bog govori njegovom srcu.
And so he loved what Torah had to say.
I on je volio što je Tora njemu govorila.
And I always thought that these do's and don'ts that the Jews put around the law were a bunch of legalistic requirements.
Ja sam uvijek mislio da ovo ne smeš stvari koje Jevreji stave oko zakona su legalistične stvari.
But for him it was not.
Ali za njega to nisu bile legalistične stvari.
Before the sundown he turned off the phone.
Kad sunce zađe on isključi telefon.
And I used to think, you know, we cannot work, this was their idea, we can't work, so we can't lift up the phone and talk.
Znači, on je mislio, znači ne možemo da radimo, ne možemo da uzmemo slušalicu.
No, that wasn't his idea.
To nije bila njegova ideja.
He says, I don't have to be interrupted for 24 hours.
Neće da me niko uznemiruje za 24 sata.
I can enjoy fellowship with God and with my brothers and sisters.
Mogu da se radujem u toj zajednici sa Bogom i sa svojim braćim i sestrama.
It was a very positive thing. So I think we can't generalize.
To je jako pozitivna stvar, znači ne možemo da generalizujemo sve to.
Some Adventists idolatrize the Sabbath, yes.
Da, neki Adventisti, znači subotu.
Or Ellen White.
Ili Ellen White, znači uzdižu previše.
So there's always that danger.
Znači uvijek ima ta opasnost.
And we have to find this balance in
between. I možemo naći tu taj balans između.
But most of us, I think, are too cold rather than too hot.
A većina nas smo previše hladni nego previše vrući.
And I'm just inviting us to warm up a little bit.
Ja vas sam pozivam da se malo ugrejemo.
This is my point.
To je moj point.
Thank you. Good question.
Dobro pitanje.
All right. Trying to debate whether to go into issues or to do one more thing first. I think I will do the one more thing first. Because we were looking Friday at the big picture of the sanctuary.
U petak smo gledali u tu veliku sliku svetinje.
There was one thing I did not share on Friday.
Jednu stvar nisam rekao u petak.
That I think I'll share now.
Sad ću podijeliti s vama.
We looked at the original function of the heavenly sanctuary.
Mi smo gledali originalnu funkciju nebeske svetinje.
But I'd like us to stretch our minds perhaps one more time regarding something else.
A da bi da još malo proširimo naš um, još jednu stvar objasnim.
What about the pre-incarnate? You understand? That's okay. Mm-hmm. The Son of God before he came to this earth.
A šta o Sinu Božjem pre nego što je došao na ovaj svet?
Did he have a work in the sanctuary already before he came here?
Da li ima on ulogu neku ili posao u svetinji na nebu pre nego što je došao ovde?
In fact, let me ask, did he have a mediatorial work?
Da li imao neki posrednički posao dok je bio tamo?
Even before sin.
Čak pre nego što je greh ušao.
We usually think of the word mediation as solving the sin problem.
Mi uvek razmišljamo o reči posrednika kao da rešava probleme neke.
But actually the word mediation in English and in Greek and in Hebrew, I don't know how it is in Serbian. It means a go-between two parties.
Reč posredništvo znači na grčkom i na engleskom znači osoba između dve partije ili dve grupe, znači koja prigovara to.
And I find that the hints in scripture, they're not explicit, but there are strong hints that Jesus had a mediatorial role even before sin.
A u pismu, znači u Bibliji ima neke tačke jake, nisu velike, ali jake su da kaže da je Isus ipak imao tu ulogu
Let's look at some of those hints.
A da pogledamo neke te tačke.
John 1 and chapter 1 and verse 1, the Gospel of John.
Evanđelje po Jovanu, prva glava, prvi stih.
In the beginning was the Word.
U početku beše reč.
And the Word was with God and the Word was God.
Reč je bila sa Bogom i reč je bila Bog.
His name is Logos. Word.
Znači, njegovo ime je bilo Logos.
Or in
reč.
Hebrew, davar.
Davar na jevreskom.
What is the nature of a word?
Koja je priroda reči? Jedne reči.
What's the function of a word?
Koja je funkcija reči jedne?
A word comes from my mouth to your ear.
Reč izađe iz mojih usta do vaših ušiju.
So that we can communicate.
Da možemo da komuniciramo.
It's a go-between me and you.
To je kao posredništvo neko između mene i tebe.
And so the Son, the Son of God is called the Word, the go-between to communicate between God and
Sin Boži se zove, znači zvan je reč, ta posrednik između nas i njega.
The Godhead is infinite.
Trojstvo je infinitno.
And all of the creatures even before sin were finite.
I sva stvorenja čak pre greha su bili reč.
Finite.
Beskonačni, ograničeni, da.
Okay. So how can infinity communicate with finitude?
Kako može konačno da beskonačno da komunicira sa konačno?
There must be a go-between.
Mora to biti neko posredništvo, medijator neki.
And it seems to me that the scripture is making clear to us that there was a council between the Father and the Son.
I meni čini mi se da pismo nam kaže da tu bio neki savez između Boga i Sina.
Many New Testament texts speak about this council between the Father and the Son from eternity.
Mnogi tekstovi u Novom Zavetu govore o ovom savezu između Boga i Sina od večnosti.
Titus chapter 1 is one.
Titu, prvo poglavlje, prvi stih.
Zechariah chapter 6.
Zaharije, šesto poglavlje.
Speaks of this council of peace between the two.
Govori o ovom savezu mira između Boga i Sina.
And it was decided in that council. I like to envision that the Father and the Son discuss together.
I odlučeno je u ovom savjesu da su Bog i Sin govorili zajedno.
Who will be the one to represent transcendence, the omnipotent one?
Ko će biti taj da predstavi transcendentnost?
When we begin creating.
Kad počnemo da stvaramo.
And who will be the one who represents the imminent, the coming down to be close to the creature?
Ko će taj koji će da predstavlja imanentnost, taj koji treba da dođe dole stvorenju?
Could the Father have been the one who we call the Father? Could he have been the one that came down?
Da li to mogao Otac, taj koga mi zovemo Otac, da dođe dole?
I believe so.
Ja vjerujem da bi mogao.
The descriptions I read of the Trinity are equality in the beginning.
Opis koji još čitam o trojstvu, znači je jednakost između sve troje.
But Philippians 2 talks about this kenosis, this emptying of the Son of God.
A Filipijanima druga poglavlja govori o kenosisu, koji svi znamo, znači to emptying, ispražnjavanje.
And it appears that that emptying began even before sin.
Izgleda da to ispražnjavanje je počelo čak i pre greha.
That the Father and the Son decided among themselves, and the Holy Spirit, we could add, decided that it would be the Son who came down to be close to
His. I trojstvo je odlučilo da će to biti Sin koji će doći.
Let me give the whole picture first. Don't forget your question. Maybe the answer will come if I fit the pieces together.
Celu sliku da pokažemo pre nego što počnete sa pitanjima.
Hence, we find that the name of Christ before He became Jesus, Jesus.
Znači vidimo da ime Hristovo pre nego što je postao Isus
was what?
Je bilo
Mikael.
Mikael.
Right? And Mikael means
Mikael znači
who is like God.
Ko je kao Bog.
And he's also called then in Revelation chapter 12 he's called the Archangel.
U Otkrivenju 12. poglavlje. Znači,
some Adventists tried to translate that as the ruler of the angels.
Neki Adventisti su probali da tumače to kao vladar anđelima, nad anđelima.
But that's a very unlikely translation.
Ali to nije baš istina.
Arch means chief.
Arch, znači arch znači glavni.
The chief angel, the head angel.
Glavni anđel.
He was an angel.
On je bio anđel prema ovom tekstu.
Michael, the chief angel.
Mihail, glavni anđel.
Now, I'm not suggesting that Jesus took the nature of an angel.
Ja ne sugeriram da Isus uzeo prirodu anđela.
He took the nature of humanity.
On je uzeo prirodu čovečanstva.
We call that the incarnation.
To zovemo inkarnacija.
I'm not suggesting that he became in-angelized.
Nije da, nije se uanđelio, da kažemo.
But he took the form of an angel.
Ali uzeo formu anđela.
He came down to be one with the angels.
On je sišao dole da postane jedan sa anđelima.
Even though he was God.
Iako je bio Bog.
He was the word, he was the go-between.
On je bio reč, on je bio posrednik.
Do we actually have a description of him doing that?
Da li imamo opis negdje da on to radi?
Daniel, where in Daniel?
Gdje u Danielu? Chapter 9, it says.
Chapter 9.
Joshua 5.
Okay, Joshua 5. All right, we have a picture of him taking the form of an angel.
Znači imamo sliku da on uzima formu anđela.
Joshua 5, he's called the commander of the Lord's host.
Znači u Isus Navin 5. poglavlju zove se Vojvoda, znači
throughout the
anđela.
Old Testament, he's called the
Angel of the Lord.
Znači u celom Starom zavetu on je zvan, znači anđeo gospodnji.
Malach Yahweh.
Malach Yahweh.
We find that many times.
To često nađemo u starom zavetu.
The angel of the Lord will come like he came to Moses.
Anđeo gospodnji će doći kao što je došao Mojsije u prvoj knjigi Mojsije.
And at Exodus chapter 6.
U drugoj knjigi Mojsije, šestom poglavlju.
The text says the angel of the Lord came.
Tekst kaže anđeo gospodnji je došao.
But then when he speaks.
Ali kad govori,
says,
on kaže ja sam Jahve.
Yahweh has sent me.
Jahve me poslao.
I am Yahweh.
I ja sam Jahve.
Both beings are Yahweh.
Oba bića su Jahve.
But he is the angel of the Lord.
A on je anđeo gospodnji koji predstavlja Jahveja.
And so we find him appearing as an angel all the way.
Znači, često se on pojavljuje kao anđeo u pismima.
I think we even have a picture, a description of him taking on this of the moment when he took on this mediatorial role.
Imamo i sliku i tog trenutka kad je on uzeo ovu ulogu kao posrednik.
And I'm working on a paper to present to the Evangelical Theological Society in November.
Znači sad radim na radu nekog koji treba da predstavim evangelskom društvu u novembru.
On Proverbs chapter 8.
O pričama osmom poglavlju.
And Proverbs 8 has been used by Jehovah's Witnesses and others.
Priče osmom poglavlju koriste Jehovini svedoci i drugi.
To teach that Jesus has not always been God.
Da uče da Isus nije uvek bio Bog.
Because this language here is the language of creation, of being born, I should say.
Ovaj jezik ovde koji se koristi je jezik stvaranja, znači rađanja.
If you could look at let's all look together at Proverbs chapter 8.
Priče o osmom poglavlju da pogledamo svi.
And verse 12.
12. stih.
There's a special form here in verse 12 where it says I am wisdom.
Ima tu posebna forma gde on kaže ja sam mudrost, ja mudrost.
Ani kohma.
Ani kohma.
And this is a formula that was used by the gods in those days.
I ovo je bio formula koju su bogovi koristili u ovo doba.
I am and then the name of the god.
Ja sam i ime tog boga.
So this is language of a divine being speaking.
Ovo je jezik božanskih bića.
Furthermore, wisdom here in Proverbs gives Torah. It gives law.
Da. Mudrost ovde čak daje i zakon.
No human being, no non-divine being can give Torah.
Nijedno
only God can give Torah.
Nijedno biće ne može da daje Toru, nego samo Bog može da daje Toru.
So there are many evidences in Proverbs 8 that this term for wisdom is a symbol, is a, we call it a hypostasis.
Ima puno dokaza ovde u pričama da je reč mudrost korišćena kao
symbol. It's where some attribute actually becomes a person.
Da jedan atribut postane osoba.
And as we know in the New Testament, Jesus is called wisdom.
Kao što znamo, u Novom Zavetu Isus je zvan mudrost. Ima ime mudrost.
Now the feminists,
feministi,
they love this text.
Oni vole ovaj tekst.
Because here they say, here is a goddess.
Zato da kaže, evo boginje jedne.
Wisdom, Sophia.
Mudrost, Sophia.
And so they worship the female goddess here.
I oni ovde služe ovu boginju.
Well, the word wisdom, chokma in Hebrew, is a feminine word.
Reč mudrost na evreskom je ženskog roda.
If the Son of God is going to be called wisdom, you have to use the feminine because there's no masculine form of chokma.
Ako će Sin Boži biti zvan mudrost, morate koristiti ženski rod, što to je ženskom rodu.
But how do we know whether this wisdom is referring to a he or a she?
Kako znamo da ovaj mudrost se odnosi na njega ili na nju, na muško ili žensko?
I think because of verse 30.
Mislim da zbog 30. stiha.
This is wisdom speaking.
Ova mudrost govori.
About the time of creation.
O vreme stvaranja.
And wisdom says,
mudrost kaže,
then I was beside him, Yahweh.
Tada bih kod njega ranjenica.
a master craftsman.
Bijah mu milin.
What does that mean in there? What do you have there?
30,
yes.
Okay. Tada bijah kod njega hranjenica. Bijah mu milina svaki dan I veselja se pred njim svakda.
This word for amon. What does it say in your what does it say in your version? Then I was beside him. What?
Hranjenica. Šta to reč?
What does that mean?
What is the Hebrew? There?
Okay, we don't worry about the Serbian, okay, or about okay. The English. In Hebrew, this means a master craftsman, a one who works carefully to craft things.
Na jevrijskom to znači onaj glavni stvaralac, onaj koji stvara I oblikuje stvari.
And this can, you could add a hey here.
Dodati
a woman master craftsman.
I to postane, znači žensko, glavni koji stvara, stvaralac, oblikuje.
So it could be Amona.
Može biti Amona.
Then it's a female master craftsman.
Onda je žensko.
If this was a female that was speaking, it would add the a.
Znači ako je žensko govorilo, bilo bi, imali bi ovaj a na kraju.
But Kohma says, I am a master craftsman.
Kohma kaže, ja sam taj glavni stvaralac.
Because unlike the word wisdom, this word can be either feminine or masculine.
Znači ne kao reč mudrost, ova reč može biti ili muško ili ženskog roda.
And so this, the fact that wisdom describes himself as Amon,
mudrost opisuje sebe kao Amon,
suggests that the word wisdom is really speaking of a son.
Sugestira da reč mudrost govori o sinu, a ne o ćerki.
Of course, we know from elsewhere in Scripture that God does not have sex. He's not male or female.
Znamo da iz ostale Biblije da znamo da Bog nema pola, znači nije ni muško niti žensko.
I'm just finishing a book on sexuality in the Old Testament.
Sad baš završavam knjigu jednu o seksualnosti u Starom Zavetu.
I'm ashamed to say I've been working on it for 20 years.
Kaže sramota mi da kažem da sam već 20 godina radio na ovoj knjizi.
And it's now 700 pages.
Sad ima 700 stranica.
But I'm hoping to finish it this next month.
A nadam se da je završim ovog sljedećeg mjeseca.
And part of the study I'm doing is about the perversion, the twisting of sexuality among the ancient religions.
Ideja ovog istraživanja je o perverziji u tim starim starim vremenima.
In most of the ancient Near Eastern religions, the gods are male and female.
U većini starim tim istočnim civilizacijama Bog je muško I žensko.
And they create humans by having sex.
I oni stvaraju ljude s time što imaju odnose.
But God, the God of the Bible, is above the polarity of sex.
Ali Bog Biblije je nad time, kako kažem, da.
Sexuality is part of the creation order, but not a part of the divine realm.
Seksualnost je deo stvaranja, znači ovog nižeg dela stvaranja, a ne božanstva gore.
But at the same time, God consistently uses the term he to describe himself in the Bible.
Ali u isto vrijeme Bog stalno koristi reč on, znači muški rod, kad se opisuje u Bibliji.
But he compares himself also to a woman.
Ali on sebe compares.
He compares, he likens upoređuje himself.
Upoređuje sa ženom isto.
He is like
on je kao
a woman in labor. He is like
kao žena kad se porađa,
who holds her baby
žena
close.
Koja drži svoje dete blizu.
So he has attributes of
znači
both
atribute
the man and the woman.
Muškog I ženskog.
But because the pronoun that is used consistently is a he, then I think we should stay with the biblical description.
Ali to što se stalno koristi, znači on, držat ćemo se biblijskog ipak.
Because God does not want any confusion that he is creating by having sex between the two gods.
Bog neće da to bude nešto zbunjujuće da ljudi pomisle da to ima neki odnos između bogova I tako on stvara sve.
And so I believe Proverbs 8 is describing here the Son of God before creation.
Ja mislim da ovdje da priče 8. poglavlje opisuje Božjeg sina pre stvaranja.
And let's notice in verse 22 how he describes this.
Sad da vidimo u 22. stihu kako on opisuje ovo.
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
Gospod me je imao u početku puta svojega, pre dela svojih.
I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth.
23. stih, pre vekova postavljen sam, pre početka, pre postanja zemlje.
When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water.
U 24. stihu, kad još se ne biše bezdana, podijeli sam se, rodili sam se, kad još ne biše izvora obile vodom.
Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth.
Pre nego se gore osnovaše, pre humova, ja sam se rodila.
Now in Serbian, brought forth, does this mean to give birth? I was born?
Yeah, rodila, no? Yes.
So here's the description of wisdom being born.
Znači ovdje i na srpskom ima izraz da se mudrost rodila.
So maybe the Jehovah's Witnesses are right.
Možda su Jehovini svjedoci u pravu.
There was a time when Jesus was born, when the Michael was born.
Ima vrijeme kad se Isus ili Mihael rodio.
Was there?
Da li je bio, da li je ikad to postojalo?
It just truly talks about God.
Da li je ovo istina, ovdje govori o Bogu?
The Son of God. And it says he was born.
I kaže se rodio.
Maybe we should all become Jehovah's Witnesses.
Možda svi postanemo Jehovini svjedoci.
What is the solution to this problem?
Koje je rješenje ovom problemu?
Some have solved this by saying this doesn't refer to Jesus at all.
Neki su ovo rešili da kaže da ovo se uopšte ne odnosi na Isusa.
But I think they have to throw away some evidence to say that.
Ali moraju da bace, da odbace neke dokaze da bi to mogli reći.
Here is where when you study Hebrew you find solutions.
Ovde kad vidite kad proučavate jevrejski jezik nađete rešenje.
Now for a while I thought that maybe these words about giving birth could be explained in another way.
Neki duže vremena sam razmišljala da ove reči o rađanju mogu da se opišu na neki drugi način.
And it's true that the word for give birth, the word chayil or chul.
Istina da reč za poroditi se
can mean to whirl around.
Može da znači da se okrećete, da se bacite i okrenete jako brzo.
So I thought, well, maybe we should translate it that way and
možda
we'll solve
tako,
the problem.
Možda ga tako prevodimo, pa onda bi tu bilo rešenje neko.
But I think that's too easy a solution.
Ali mislim da je ovo previše lako rešenje.
Because usually the word means to give birth in Hebrew.
Češće na jevrejskom ova reč znači da se porodi.
And it refers to the experience that the woman has in childbirth when she feels like her insides are being twisted around.
I odnosi se na tom iskustvu koje žena ima kad se porađa, kad joj se unutrašnjica okreće i sve.
I don't know, I haven't felt them, but I've been there by my wife when she felt them.
Bolovi porođaja, kaže, ne znam ja šta je to, ali bio sam pored svoje supruge kad se ona porađala.
And I was rubbing her shoulders as she was going, oh, it hurts.
Masirao sam ramena kad je bila u bolovima.
And so I think that the best translation is probably give birth.
Mislim da je najbolji, znači, najbolji prevod, znači, da porađanje, se porodio.
But there is a word that we have missed before, I believe, in our looking at this text.
Ima reč jednu koju smo promašili pre ovog teksta.
It's the verse 23.
23. stih.
I have been established from everlasting.
Prije vekova postavljen sam pre početka, pre postanja zemlje.
Nasah.
Nasah.
This word it appears only one other time in the Bible.
Ova reč samo još jednom na drugom mjestu u Bibliji ponavlja.
With this particular meaning anyway.
Sa baš ovim značajem.
This is Nasach 3. There are several Nasachs, but this in the lexicon is Nasach 3.
Znači ima par Nasaka, ovo u leksikonu ovo je treći.
And the other two meanings definitely don't fit here, so it has to be this one.
I druga dva značaja, znači uopšte ne uklapaju se sa ovim, znači sigurno je ovo.
And the other place where this is found is in Psalm 2.
I drugo mjesto da se ovo nalazi je
in verse 6.
Psalm 2. Psalm 2. poglavlje 6. stih. Psalam 2. poglavlje 6. stih.
Psalm 2 is a messianic psalm.
Drugi psalam je mesijanski psalam.
And we look at verse 6.
Gledamo šesti stih.
Well, first of all, let's see why it's messianic.
Da vidimo zašto je mesijanski stih.
Verse 2.
Drugi stih
the
kaže:
The kings of the earth set themselves and the ruler take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed.
Ustaje carevi zemaljski i knezovi se skupljaju na Gospoda i na pomazanika njegova.
And the word for anointed there is Mashiach.
I reč za pomazati je, to što rekao?
Mesija.
Mesija.
So this is here is Yahweh and his Messiah.
Znači ovde je Jahve i njegov Mesija.
And then let's go down to verse 6.
Sedimo do šestog stiha.
Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
Ja sam pomazao cara svojega na Sionu, na svetoj gori svojoj.
The same word.
Ista reč.
And how is it translated there? I have set my king. Set.
Anointed the king.
Okay. Yes, the word really means installed. Inaugurated.
Reč pravo znači inauguracija, ne znam kako da kažem.
To start functioning in a new office.
Znači da počneš da funkcionišeš u drugom polju.
And what is the language that is used in the Bible when a king begins to rule?
Koji jezik koji se koristi u Bibliji kad car počinje da vlada?
Read verse 7.
Sedmi stih čitamo.
I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me.
Kazat ću naredbu Gospodnju, on reče meni.
The Messiah speaking, the anointed king.
Ovde Mesija govori, pomazanik.
You are my son.
Ti si sin moj.
Today, I'm sorry, this is the Messiah speaking about what the Lord said to him.
Okay. Znači, ovo Mesija govori šta je Gospod njemu rekao.
You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Ti si sin moj, ja te sad rodih.
Now, was the king literally born that day as a baby?
Da li je car bukvalno se rodio tog dana kao beba?
No, he was already an adult.
Ne, on je već bio čovjek.
But when
odrastao.
He took office as the king,
ali kad je uzeo svoju ulogu kao car
and was adopted into the special office
representing Yahweh. Prisvojen u toj posebnoj ulozi koji predstavlja Jahveja.
He is said to be begotten, to be born that day.
Kaže da se on rodio tog dana.
And so we have here in this text these two words, nasak, to be installed, and the idea of to be born.
Znači ovde u ovom tekstu imamo dve reči, nasak, i ova druga reč install, znači ideja da se opet rodi.
And when we go back to Proverbs 8 then,
kad se vratimo u priču u osmom poglavlju,
when the Son of God says, I have been installed, I have been appointed,
kad Sin Boži kaže, ja sam bio
established in verse 23, I have been established from everlasting.
Ja sam bio postavljen od početka, od postanja.
And I have been brought forth, I have been born.
I bio sam rođen.
This is the language of him being appointed to a new office.
Ovo je jezik da je on postavljen u novom polju.
And what was that office that the Son of God was appointed to?
I koje je to bilo polje gde je bio postavljen Sin Božji?
Let's read down the verses. It describes creation.
Idemo dalje da opisuje stvaranje.
Verse 27, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. Proverbs 8, verse 27.
Okay. Znači, sad se vraćamo opet u priče, 8 poglavlje, 27 stih. Do you want to read it?
Go ahead, okay. Read verses 27 to 29.
Okay. Znači, od 27. do 29. stiha, kad je uređivao nebesa, onde beah, kad je razmeravao krug nad bezdanom, kad je utvrđivao oblake gore i krepio izvore bezdanu, kad je postavljao moru među i vodama da ne prestupaju zapovesti njegove, kad je postavljao temelje zemlji.
Here it describes the father with the son.
Ovdje opisuje craftsman. Tada bija kod njega hranjenica.
I was daily his delight.
Bijah mu milina svaki dan.
Rejoicing always before him.
I veselja se pred njim svakda.
So he's always rejoicing before God, the Father, before the Father.
I stvarno, i uvek se veseli pred njim, pred Otcem.
But what does the next line say?
A šta kaže sljedeći red?
Rejoicing in his inhabited world.
Kaže veselja se na vaseljenoj njegovoj.
And my delight was with the sons of men.
I milina mi je sa sinovima ljudskim.
Do you hear the role of a mediator here?
Da li vidite ovdje ulogu medijatora, posrednika?
Many scholars have written about this verse and said here is a mediatorial role.
Mnogi su govorili o ovom stihu i kazali su ovo je posrednička funkcija ovdje.
And so he is reaching out and rejoicing with the Father.
Znači on veseli se sa Otcem.
And he's reaching and rejoicing with humans, with creatures.
Znači ide dole i veseli se čak i sa ljudskim bićima, sa stvorenjima.
Well, what we find hinted in scripture is also hinted in the writings of Ellen White.
Ovdje što kaže u Bibliji čak se odsjajiva ono što kaže Ellen White.
You read the first chapter of Patriarchs and Prophets.
Ako prvo poglavlje pročitamo u Patrijarsi i Prorocima.
You get the distinct idea that there was some question about who was this Michael, who was the son of God?
Dobijete ideju da pitanje ko je baš bio ovaj sin Božji, Mihail.
I mean, God, the Father said he's God.
Bog je rekao, Bog Otac je rekao, on je Bog.
And yet he had to clarify and call a big council and clarify exactly who he was after Satan started making his accusations.
Ali mora ipak da pozove taj savez i da razjasni ko je on kad je Satana počeo da optužuje ga.
That means that he must have looked similar to the he was called Michael. He looked like an angel.
Znači sigurno je imao bio sličan anđelu.
In fact, there's another name for Michael. He's called the Day Star in 1 Peter.
Znači ima drugo ime za Mihaila, to je zvezda danica u 1. Petrovoj.
And Lucifer, Satan's name was Lucifer, the light bearer.
I Satanovo ime je bio Lucifer, nosilac svetla.
Very similar names.
Jako slične imena.
Some have suggested that Lucifer was one of the covering cherubs.
Neko je rekao da Lucifer je bio jedan od glavnih heruvima.
And perhaps the day star, Michael, was the other cover.
I možda čak drugi, znači zvezda danice je bio Mihail.
We can't prove that, but that's a possibility.
To ne možemo dokažemo, ali postoji mogućnost.
These two beings right next to the throne of God.
Ovo dva bića odmah pored prestola Božjeg.
One of them was God.
Jedan je bio Bog.
Who had come down to be close to his creatures.
Koji je došao, koji je sišao dole da bude blizu njegovim stvorenjima.
One of them was the highest created being.
A drugi je bio najveće stvoreno biće, Lucifer.
And this coming down of Michael was an act of love in order to get close to his creatures to show them his love.
I ovo što Mihail uradio, znači da dođe dole do njegovog stvorenja je da pokaže ljubav svojim stvorenjima.
But whenever you do that, whenever you love someone very very closely, you run the risk of being misunderstood.
Ali kad god nekoga jako blizu volite, imate taj rizik da vas oni pogrešno razumeju.
So Lucifer looks at this other being and Lucifer, he looks just like him.
Lucifer pogleda ovo drugo stvorenje i koji izgleda sličan njemu.
But the Father calls him God.
A Otac ga zove Bog, Bogom. Lucifer kaže, ej, ja mogu biti kao i on. Ja ću biti kao sve mogući i kao Bog. I postaje ljubomoran na Isusa. Nikad niste zavisni na one ljude koji su toliko daleko od tebe da nikad ne možete postići do njih.
Get jealous of someone that's close to you.
Da, zavidni ste nekome koji je blizak vama. Ali može samo malo nad vama. Znači, ljubav mora da budete, hoćete da budete kao i oni. I ovo, ja vjerujem da je ovo pozadina velike borbe.
And just to draw one more step further now for our own personal application.
Sad za našu ličnu aplikaciju, još idemo jedan korak dalje.
In heaven there are these two beings.
Na nebu ima ova dva bića.
They look similar.
I izgledaju slično.
How could you tell which was the real one that was God?
Kako da znate ko je taj pravi koji je bio Bog?
How could you know?
Kako da znate?
Because God said so.
Če Bog tako rekao. Ovo je moj sin. A ovo je stvoreno biće. Lucifer se uzdigao protiv Boga i protiv Hrista. I konačno je bio izbačen na zemlju. I u vrtu su bila dva drveta. Jako su slično izgledali. Da li drvo poznavanja dobra i zla imao neko trnje ili neki miris da ne bi mogli da priđete njemu? Ne, Eva je rekla da je bilo prelepo.
Just like the tree of life.
Kao drvo života.
So how could you tell which one was the tree that you were supposed to eat and which one was the one you were not supposed to eat?
Kako da znate koje to drvo da, od koga možete jesti i od kog ne možete jesti kad su bili slični? Što je Bog rekao? Bog je rekao, o, od ovoga jedete, od ovoga ne jedete.
Just a very simple test.
Jako lak ispit.
But it's the highest test of morality.
Najuzvišeniji ispit moralnosti.
Will you trust God even when you can't prove it by your own senses or by your own experiments?
Da li ćete verovati u Boga čak i kad ne možete dokazati to sa svojim iskustvom?
Adam and Eve failed the test, the simple test.
Adam i Eva su pali na tom jednostavnom ispitu.
And they were outside the garden.
I bili su izbačeni van vrta.
And now we're outside the garden.
I sad smo i mi van tog vrta.
And now there are two days.
Sad ima tu dva dana.
The weekdays.
Znači,
during the week.
Da, znači, radni dani, preko sedmice.
And the Sabbath.
I subota.
They look the same.
Izgledaju isti.
The sun doesn't shine any brighter on the Sabbath.
Sunce ne sjaji, sjajni u subotu.
But one is God's holy day and the others are not.
A jedan je Boži sveti dan, drugi nisu.
How will we know which one is God's special?
Kako da znamo koji je Boži poseban dan?
Only because God told us this is the day I will come to be with you and these are regular days.
Samo da što nam Bog rekao, ovo je dan gdje ću ja biti s vama, a ovo su normalni dani.
All the other 10 commandments you can figure out by your mind that they are logical, that this is the way to go.
Svi drugi zapovesti možete da logički razmislite da tako se mora raditi, da zaključite.
One commandment, the Sabbath commandment.
Ali ta jedna zapovest o suboti.
You can even figure out, scientists have shown that the 7-day cycle is the best for the body. Rest one day, work 6 days, this is ideal for our bodies.
Čak i naučnici su dokazali da taj ciklus, znači radi 6 dana, odmori 7. dana je najbolje za naše telo. Ali ne mogu da pokažu koji je taj dan. Zato ja vjerujem da subota će biti taj zadnji ispit na ovom svetu.
To
je najuzvišeniji ispit moralnosti.
Will I trust God just because he said so.
Da li ću vjerovati u Boga samo zato što je on rekao iako ne mogu da dokažem to?
The whole world will be brought to that place.
I cijeli svijet će biti donošen do ove odluke.
And I pray that we will be true to our convictions at that time.
I vjerujem da nadam se da ćemo mi ostati istiniti našim vjerovanjem u to vrijeme.
All right, let's take a 10-minute break.
Hoćemo 10 minuta pauzu.
And then I probably should leave a few minutes when you come back for some questions for you to explore this a little further and we'll go on to the issues.
Kad se vratim, imat ćemo pitanje.